can Joel Karich give you?
Well, I don't know for sure, other than, you know, what I watch. I think he's an athletic guy. He's a sharp, intelligent guy. You know, and we're trying to work him in there. I think, you know, the last couple of days, you know, he's done a nice job and the things we've asked him to do. And so Coach and I were just talking. It's hard, you know, all the work that you get done in camp and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's hard to make that stuff up. But he's a smart guy. He's in those meetings. You know, he's taking notes. And I'm looking forward to getting him on the field.
He kind of give you the same body type as Rutkowski or a little
bigger? I think so. Yeah, I think you're probably about the same. But I think so, and you know, and those are the kinds of guys. You know, we got a bunch of fast guys. You like those guys that, you know, the linebacker, fullback type guys that can run, tight end type guys that can run like that.
You think that's impacted your team at all?
Excuse me.
You think that's been an impact at all? You've had, I mean, you got six safeties on the roster, but probably fewer linebackers in the past. So, do you think that lack of size has maybe been an issue at times?
No. I mean, we've had a couple bad plays, and as everybody in the NFL has, and I don't think it has anything to do with, you know, the size of our guys.
What's the challenge with Tennessee? What's your top concern or two with those guys?
Well, you know, I think anytime, you know, as we found out last week, I mean, anytime every special teams play is a 6 to 8 to 10 second, 14 second play that you better hold on to your tail. You know, it's just like, for example, the field goal. I mean, after a score, everybody thinks the onside or the extra points is a gimme. It's not a gimme. I mean, you know, the fact they had one blocked, an extra point block. So, you know, it's the biggest thing that they do. And their coverage teams are pretty good. They got the same returner that was at Chicago last year. Does a nice job. You know, you look at him and you think, gosh, this guy's going to take it to the house, you know, every day. But he's a guy that if you don't cross your T's and dot your I's, you know, he's got the ability to do the things that cause you problems. And you can't fall down, you can't slip, you can't get out of your lane, all those little things that can happen to you.
Do you expect them to be different, I mean, since they made that change?
Well, they made the change after the Houston game. And so I've obviously watched it all. But, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of difference between the beginning of the year and from Houston on, which I think was Miami was the first game. I have not seen a lot of difference in terms of the things that they call. And it's hard in the middle of the season there to really change your philosophy because you have so much time invested in you know, what you did in camp and in the first part of the season.
Again, a couple of punt returns for touchdowns. What have you seen there? Have they got that short up at all?
I'm sorry to say that.
They've given up a couple of punt return touchdowns. What have you seen?
Well, yeah, you know, hopefully it's something you want to be able to take advantage of. But you know, when you get a big play like that in special teams, it's usually not a, you know, it's not a system or it's not a philosophy. It's, you know, somebody made a little mistake or two guys or a couple, three mistakes that all seem to happen on the same play. And a lot of times the returner has something to do with it as well and can make people miss. But you know, they're going to cover hard. You know, we got to do our job. We got to, you know, the thing that I've really tried to concentrate on, particularly after last week, is, hey, let's take care of us. Let's do the things that we have to do and make sure that we're, you know, we're where we're supposed to be and playing the technique that we're supposed to be playing and do the things that we're supposed to do. This is the time, as you get later into the year here, where you really gotta, you know, your time gets cut back a little bit. So, you know, you've still got to get your individual work in and do the things that you have to do that way to stay sharp. You know, it's just like, you know, if you're a golfer hitting a golf ball. If you don't hit the golf ball, you know, you're going to get rusty. Well, it's the same thing. The techniques that you use in special teams and so forth. You gotta. You know, you got to keep them sharp and in a short period of time. And then you also got to see the looks that they're going to see in the game.
Getting a few guys back, do you think you're going to have more of a choice of who you're?
Gosh, I sure hope so. You know, I think it helps. You know, anything you can start getting guys back, I mean, it keeps them fresher. And you know, when you start, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, you know, you got some guys there, you know, that really – we're really good special teams players and playing well for us, and now you don't use them quite as much because, you know, they're playing offense or defense, and, you know, that you know, it's a trickle-down effect.